There is a lovely air of anticipation in the studio. And with the point of a finger, look what happens. Now, we heard this week that Holly Willoughby has launched a new wellness website called Wild Moon. She wanted to bring her newfound love of alternative therapies to a greater audience after she discovered meditation and sound baths. Now, that got us curious about sound baths and sound bathing. What are they? Who does them? What do they do to you? So, we've found a sound healer, and that sound healer is in studio. Marta Wishkevish Turapo. Good afternoon. Already.
Suitable.
Marta, that was lovely.
Beautiful.
Lovely and live.
Thank you. Yes.
So that was your little Indian harmonia, your shruti box.
Yes, that's right. That's the Indian instruments, and they used to sing the in India.
You're Polish.
I'm Polish, that's
how
right.
How long have you been in Ireland?
17 years.
Ah, well, sure, you're Irish now. Okay, you brought, as well as your shruti, what else did you bring with you?
Yeah, I brought the Tibetan bowls. They are made by 12 metals.
Yeah.
They emanate powerful vibration, which correspondent with your energy body.
Okay.
So they create lovely resonance.
Metal balls, yeah.
Yes, 12 different metals, including silver and gold also.
Okay.
So they create kind of the alchemy. So I place them on the body, and the frequency go very deep down into the bones and relax on a very deep level. The person, all stiffness, muscles, all the fatigue, stress, everything is just releasing through the vibration, through the wave of the vibration. Yeah.
And you have crystal balls as well.
Yes, that's the crystal ball. And the crystal ball are made of pure quartz blended crystal. Each ball has his own note, and they are create overtones. They vibrate higher frequency than metal.
Wow.
Okay. And you've your chimes as well.
Have you got? The gong. Yeah,
the gong or chimes? Which one?
Yeah.
Is this the gongs? Okay, gongs then.
They are the brass disc chimes, kind of, yeah?
But they're chimes, gongs, chimes. Okay, give us the last one, because you're going to actually bathe us in sound in a moment, but we're just going through what you brought in first.
So that's why you say that you are bathed with the different frequency. That's why we say gong bath, because you go and you just have a lovely wave of frequency that change energy in your body.
Okay, explain to us, if you would, how it works. How does this work? And it's obviously an ancient tradition, is it? Or is it relatively new?
Yeah, the ancient tradition, people use the frequency, different instruments for a ceremonial, some participation. But sound healing in general, it's application of different frequencies right into the mind and body with the intention to bring them back into the balance and harmony.
Okay.
So I apply different frequencies and different frequency has different effect on different parts of the body.
Okay. And is this done in a darkened room? Or
It's nicer if you have a darker room.
Lying down?
Or sitting in meditation posture.
Sitting in meditation pose, okay.
And you can just, you don't have to do nothing. You don't have to believe in anything.
Okay.
You just have to relax, yes.
Okay. And you said there that sometimes you put the bowl on the person, do you?
No. Yes, you place the ball, you are playing all around them,
right.
And you're trying to release the tension from, it's like acupuncture, it's like you're placing the energy, it's a wave of energy is coming through the body, through the system, and it's like releasing the tension from the body.
And where do you go in your head? Where do people go? Because I was talking to Eilish, you try to meditate, but you're not very good at it.
I try to meditate. And sometimes, sometimes I become very relaxed, but still my mind will actually
it's
interfere.
Yeah.
However, I feel, and I'm really hoping, right, because sound, you know, first thing you hear, obviously, is the first sense is your hearing.
Yeah.
So as soon as you were, when you were playing those earlier on, to me, I just felt my whole body.
Okay. Well it's usually in our session, we've only a minute or so.
Yeah.
So if you want to, we're ready, receptive.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to... Where you're going to?
Do you want me to sit down?
Yes. No. I want you to do it. I want you to do it now. Yes. I want you to bathe us in sound, Martin.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Okay. We're ready for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Just at home. What do you say to people at home?
Yeah. Just sit down. Close your eyes.
Yes.
And take a deep breath in and connect within yourself with your breath through the breath. Yeah.
Cynic, but that was wonderful,
wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you were concentrating on the sounds.
Totally, that's all. So my mind then is just working on the sound. It's not thinking of
anything,
just the sounds, and there was such a variety of them.
Yeah,
and you could actually feel the vibration actually
yes,
in
you
my
could
body.
Feel, yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Martha, thanks so much for taking us there. That was surprisingly wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm
Thank
set up
you.
For the weekend. Yeah. Lovely to meet you. Eilish, give them one last mention. Live, love, laugh. Live, love, laugh. You're on the
love,
road
laugh,
from
yep.
November.
Irish and Dublin, not just Dublin, all over the country. If anybody wants to book tickets, go on to mansfieldproductions.com. Most of the theatres are actually selling tickets now.
Okay.
Please come and see my show. Guarantee you will laugh, you will cry, and you'll feel an awful lot better about yourself.
Eilish O'Carroll. Now, play us out there. I'll tell sound-healing.ie is your website, Martha. Sound-healing.ie. You have 20 seconds there ago, and I'll tell people that Cormac and Sarah are on the way. We're back on Monday at 3 o'clock. Have a lovely, peaceful, meditative weekend.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.